Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernie Friberg. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Aldridge. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vic Aldridge. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting second. The third baseman, Heinie Groh. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Irish Musel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Casey Stengel. Batting 8th. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the New York Giants, Art Neff. And now, play ball. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker takes first base on ball four. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. Hollocker moves to second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball four. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first, with Neff covering, for the out. Hollocker moves to third. Terry moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh strikes out. There goes Bancroft. The throw from O'Farrell to Hollocker, and Bancroft is out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch bunts towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell takes first base on ball four. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 1 in the game. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hollocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft misplays the ball. That's an error on Bancroft. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 1 in the game. Groh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Freiberg. Frisch reaches second base with a double. Groh moves to third. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes strikes out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. Freiberg moves to second. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Youngs for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Meisel. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stengel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0 for 2 in the game. Meisel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hollocker bunts towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hollocker moves to third. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0 for 1 in the game. Neff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Smith. Freiberg moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freiberg. The throw from Smith and they have the runner in a rundown. Bancroft applies the tag, and Freiberg is out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 2 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stengel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kelleher pinch hits for Vic Aldridge. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Meisel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Stuland now pitching. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0-for-2 in the game. Neff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground for a single. Neff moves to second. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groh bunts towards first. Grimes fields the ball and throws to Stuland covering. Safe. Neff moves to third. Bancroft moves to second. Johnny Rawlings pinch runs for Heinie Groh. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Frisch strikes out. One out. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker throws to second for one, and Terry throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Neff scores. Bancroft scores. Musel moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Giants. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Youngs hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Rawlings now playing second base. Frankie Frisch now playing third base. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollacher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hollacher hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry hits a line drive into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stengel hits a pop-up towards short. Hollacher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollacher scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Friberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-3 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. O'Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds I. And New York.